AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Protesters are outside the Indiana State House in Indianapolis.
Many of them holding signs. One reading, no hate in our state.
The AP's Rick Callahan reports they're protesting a bill signed into law Thursday that prohibits state laws that substantially burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious beliefs. The law takes effect in July. Protest organizer Annette Gross says gay and lesbian people are worried what this law means to them.
They don't know what's going to happen. They don't know if they walk into a store, whether they'll be served or not.
Around Indiana, stickers touting "This business serves everyone" have been appearing in many businesses' windows. Boston police officer John Moynihan is in a medically induced coma in critical condition.
He was shot under the right eye. The bullet is currently lodged behind his right ear at this time.
Commissioner William Evans says Moynihan was shot during a traffic stop. The suspect was shot and killed by police. The search continues in New York for at least two people missing from a powerful explosion that leveled buildings in Manhattan. Tanu Yang's building is still standing, but she can't go in. She left with the clothes she was wearing.
We can't see if our building, apartment is burned or not, so just hoping that it's not.
The work is painstaking in the French Alps. Crews are recovering remains and evidence from the Germanwings Flight 9525. The crash site in the Alps is very steep. Crew members are brought down from choppers, one or two at a time, carrying clear plastic bags, evidence tags, and ropes. 150 people were killed. Firefighters in Los Angeles say nearly two dozen people were injured. All but one are minor injuries when a commuter train struck a car near downtown L.A. and partially derailed. Seven people were shot at a spring break house party in the Florida Panhandle. Police say at least three people are in critical condition. This is AP Radio News. Yemen's embattled president called Shiite rebels who forced him to flee the country puppets of Iran. He spoke at an Arab summit in Egypt. More from the AP's Brian Rowan.
Yemen's president, the internationally recognized president, Hadi, he was calling for military action to continue in his country, and he was calling the rebels thugs and gangsters that had overthrown his government.
A Gulf diplomat warned that the Saudi-led airstrikes going on in Yemen could go on for months. Police in Somalia say an attack on a hotel by al-Shabaab extremists is over. At least 24 people were killed. The AP's Andrew Meldrum reports it's believed six gunmen stormed the hotel, and police say all were killed.
It's part of a string of violent attacks, suicide bombings, and suicide attacks in the capital and across Somalia by al-Shabaab.
But al-Shabaab is claiming that some of the gunmen involved in the attack on the hotel escaped. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.